heard you're out of Europe now, but very cruelly as well on penalties. I mean, it wasn't really much between the two sides, but you're out of the competition.
I felt at first half they were the better side, I've got to be honest. We set up for a 5-diamond-1, which they played against Inverness, and they've gone and changed their personnel and changed it to a 4-4-2 with the two boys that drop in. So for me, we didn't get to grips with that early enough. We changed our shape second half, and I felt that we had a little bit of impetus. I felt Sauber Thomas was a threat going forward, and I felt we nullified their full-backs joining in. So, yeah, cruel, I have to say that. No one likes a penalty shootout. Someone's always going to be a loser, and I felt for Connor Smith today, an inch lower, it goes in off the bar. But the standard of penalties from their players were unbelievable. So, yeah, look, it was an adventure. We enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed the Dunfermline staff, their players. I felt that they carried themselves off superbly, and it was a nice occasion on all parts. It's just unfortunate that the adventure's now not progressing.
Well, you say their standard penalties were quite good. I mean, your first five blokes all scored as well. I mean, was you training like that in training?
I've got to be honest, only two or three of them took them yesterday. I asked the question, who wants them? There was more that said no than they did say yes. So a little bit fearful of probably missing. So I have to give credit to Connor Smith. He was one of the six that wanted it, as opposed to the other four that didn't. But yeah, I think across the board, the standard was good. I like the goalkeeper's gamesmanship from their part. I felt that the ref could have probably managed that a little bit better. Just blow the whistle. Even when he's kicking his post, just blow the whistle. He wouldn't be doing it for a second time, I can tell you that. But in terms of that, look, the focus turns to Barrow. It was a great occasion. The work of what we did last year, finishing fourth, enabled us to get into this Scottish Challenge Cup. And that's a credit to everyone at the club, staff, players, everyone included. And unfortunately, we didn't progress today. But look, we've kept a clean sheet at home. I believe that's an unbeaten run because penalties are cruel, and I'm not going to say that we lost a game of football on penalties. So that's six unbeaten at home now. That's our third clean sheet at home. So there's a hell of a lot of positives.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us.
Do you get travelling support like that every game?
No, I've got to be honest. So at 20-3, I heard your guys coming up the drive, and I said to my goalkeeping coach, can you hear them? So in fairness to your lot, they've travelled down, what is that, 500 so supporters doing X amount of miles, credit where credit due. Hard-earned cash, and I got to be honest, it was nice that they turned up. Unfortunate that our support wasn't mirroring that, because I felt it would have been even more of an atmosphere if it was. But look, now they've lucky that they've gone and got the win for them, because then that makes them their week and a hell of a lot better.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure, mate.